Today, Shir Bishop Riyani is Simon Tafnun Dal. We're up to Sif Gimel. And here we go. Sif Gimel. Leka. Leka. Bizman hazeh biyado lemichlat. Hilkach kol min chalita asur. He says, nowadays, there is no one who is competent to do what's called this complete cooking and boiling up of flour that will allow it to not be flour that turns into chametz, meaning something, as we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah momentarily, that in the old days, when one used to put the flour in boiling water and then put it in flour, put the flour in boiling water, and then knead the dough, according to the pure halacha, there's no concern that it will become chametz while in the water, and then once it was cooked, it will never, ever become what? Become chametz, even after the water ceases to boil. But as we're going to see, the Gaonim asked this. Let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah. Lekka bizman hazeh. Ritzon lomar. Mitzad ha-din. Halachically, purely, in terms of halacha, im cholet ha-kemach. If one goes ahead and boils the flour, the hayin shenosna beroschin, right? He goes ahead and he puts the flour in boiling water, shemerutachin resicha as a very, very powerful boil. Ala orab, on the fire while it's boiling, kodem alisha before it's kneaded, the achakach losh, and then he goes ahead and kneads it. Right? Achakach losh also, the asav ben isa, and makes a dough out of it. Ain anu choshishin, we're not choshesh, lomar, to say, shema kvar nischametz hakemach, maybe it already became chametz, this flour, kishahaya b'sol haroschim, when it was in the boiling water, kodem she hischil la'asok ba biyadayim alisha, before he went ahead and started kneading it. Why? L'fisher v'sichas haroschim, because the boiling water, mimaheres levashel, quickly cooks the kemach, it's a kemach kodem, before the kneading process. The kemach in his vashel, once it's cooked this way, with such boiling hot water, it can never become chametz. Even if it stays in the water after it stops boiling. Mikol makom, however. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch means. Because he's basing it on the Gaonim here. This is the Tur B'Shem HaGaonim. Mikol makom, HaGaonim Asur. The Gaonim Asur doing this. Asur lanu, kol minei chalita b'roschen. Any process of chalita. L'fi she'ein anu b'kiyin b'chalitas haroschen. Because we are not experts in this process of chalita, and it wasn't done properly with its proper boil and done the way it's supposed to be done. Right? It wasn't done yafet properly. And Mr. Berurah Sifkat in Yud Beis says, "Kol min chalita aser, all types of chalita hainu bein sheyitei mayim al gabei kemach o a kemach al gabei mayim, whether the water was placed on the flour." Was poured on the flour, or the flour poured into the water. And even if the water was boiling so high, it was on the water was boiling so much beforehand on the fire. And he went ahead, and after it was boiling, put it into the water, mixed it into the water. It's still not going to be able to be used. We do not allow such chalita. It's aser. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Gimel. What does aser mean? Bein ba'achila u'bein ba'hana. Whether we're talking for eating or for benefit, but who adin she'aser la'shosa. And you're also not allowed to keep it around. Meaning you'll be over. The concern is you'll be over by your ram by your matzah. The me'achar de'ein anu b'kiyin. Since we're not b'kiyin, we're choshesh chayishin shu chametz kamar. We have to be choshesh that this might be. You can't keep it around. And if it gets mixed into a pot of kosher Pesach chont, it's going to be something that will answer the chont even by a very minute amount. Still, the Achronim write that in chalita ain la osir atav shel mashu rak b'achila. He says the Achronim actually say though that if it's chalita. When we say it's going to asid the tafshil with a mashahu, that's only for achila, the lo b'hanah, not b'hanah. V'chein la shoso, and also you'd be able to keep it around, mutta b'kai gavna. So in other words, If you do chalita, so that dough itself that you did chalita with, that you can't keep around, and it's also bahana on Pesach. But if it got mixed in and there was shishim, and therefore it was only a mashahu of this chalut dough in the mixture, then it's only going to be the mixture is only going to be asa b'achila, but not b'ana, and you'll be able to keep it around. Ot kasu achron, mi sheyesh lo choli bebitno urefuaso shecholtin sa'irim o shibelas shual umanichim al bitno. He says also that achronim right that someone that has a stomach ailment and his refuah is that they do chalita with barley or oats and then they put it on the stomach to heal the stomach ache or whatever it is. Im eira choli zeve pesach, if he has this choli on Pesach and it's not just a stam stomach ache. The yesh bo sakana, and there's a sakana, it's a real serious stomach ailment that he needs this refuah. Mutil Yisrael lasoso b'derech chalita. Yisrael would be able to make this and do it via chalita because it's something that the stomach ailment has a sakana. Dahinu shematicha namayim etev. What he would do is he would boil the water. Achakach nosin, and afterwards put the sa'irin, the so'chol, put the barley in there. The avshu b'sakana kol she'efsha b'tzad heter yaseh b'tzad heter. Because even though it's a sakana, the way he should do it is as mutter as possible. And that would mean first boiling the water and then going ahead and putting the barley in. So hopefully you'd at least get a chalita of dough, a dough that was chalut. So at least that's possible that this was not going to be chametz. Again, he has a sakana situation. So he has to use this regardless. He has to go ahead and make chalut barley. So he has to do the chaluta properly. Meaning he can't put the barley in first and then boil up the water, because that would for sure make it into chametz. So what he has to first do is boil up the water, throw in the barley, and then even though normally we would say that he can't get anah from it, here he can get anah from it because he's in sakana. But at least there's a chance that it wasn't chametz because he did chalata. The im ein bo sakana asur afilu b'derech chalita. And if there's no sakana, meaning it's not pikuach nefesh, then once again, you can't just for refuah go ahead and make this potion, even if you have a stomach ache, as long as it's not a pikuach nefesh. Once again, safik da reis l'chomer, you can't get anah. The miyachas ain't no bikin. That's what bakis. The shecholik ika right lesser the balyara. If you do chalita, we have to be concerned that you're over balyara. And if a non-Jew goes ahead and makes it from his barley, or the Jew sold the non-Jew his barley before kodem achalita, then it's going to be mutter afilu be'ein bo sakana. Then you would be able to go ahead and use it, even though there is no sakana, you'd be able to use it for your own refuah, even if there is no sakana. And if you could do this chalita of the barley with fruit juice, then mutter af al yedei Yisrael, then it would be okay via even a Jew, afilu be'en bo sakana, even if there's no sakana, the mei peros, because as we say, the mei peros, if it's pure mei peros, if it's fruit juice, pure fruit juice, ain't no mach, it's not going to make it into chametz, v'ayim be'ber alocha, and check out the ber alocha. Kasav chay adam, kishan shei chayolos over in the Pesach, chay adam says that when the soldiers would come by on Pesach, the Kofin the Yisrael, right? The Goyisha army would come in, they would force the Yisrael, Levashalahem, Nine Groifin, they forced them to go ahead and cook up grits and things like that. In Yachal Faisin Shivashalahem Shal Ratzki Matoiv, that would be much better to do, because obviously that's Kasha. And Kasha, we said, is not going to be a problem if you have pure kasha. The only problem with kasha is that it might be mixed with some tefuah. So he says, if you're going to use the kasha, you got to be careful to go ahead and separate out any tefuah that might be mixed up in the kasha. However, if you can't go ahead and convince them that you want to make the grits and cereal out of kasha, and you have to go ahead and noisten lo greifin shel sarim, and you have to go ahead and make the grits out of barley, if he could go ahead and save himself from doing this by paying him off, bribing the soldiers and officials, you should do it, you should pay. If not, as I Yisrael Yisrael kopan lasos chalita. So then Yisrael should be careful to go ahead and minimally do chalita, to go ahead and try his best to do chalita so there won't be chametz. Tainu sheniach the bashal amayim kodem. First boil up the water, actually mevush larve until it gets to a really big boil. Vaz yaniach hagreifin mat mat, and then put in the barley little by little to make the grits. Kedesh leyiskara amayim so that the water doesn't get cold. Begam beratzka tov sheyasekein. And the truth is, even by ratzka, by kasha, you should do it because maybe there is some tevua in there. Aval greifin shel shibola shalahu chametz gamor ki yadua ad kan lashono. However, any greifin made from oats, that you're in big trouble. That's going to for sure be chametz gamor. Ad kan lashono, nothing to do about it.